Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. Information on the program is intended to solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
There's not a day that doesn't go by that somebody says to me, I need Dr. Ritchie's information. I have neuropathy or I have someone who has neuropathy. Bottom line, they're making a major difference every day. They've helped thousands. They're in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. The website, one word, marydancedin.com. Phone number, 724-940-9000. And remember, you call today, leave your first and last name and a working number. They can reach you during business hours throughout the week. You get the first consultation, examination, and treatment that is free. And it's seminar time again, Monroeville, Friday, May 9th, days away, 1 o'clock, Hampton Inn, Monroeville. And that's right next to the Outback Steakhouse in Monroeville. Again, registration required. You can do that. Again, 724-940-9000. Meet and greet, up close, personal. Ask all of the questions. Get them answered in real time. And others there experiencing the same thing like you, you'll be able to mix and match stories and understand why no one walks alone when it comes to getting back to being able to walk pain-free when it comes to neuropathy. I can't remind you enough that there is hope. And if you know anybody who's dealing with neuropathy, please tell them about this show on the air right now or tell them about the Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. Again, they're in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. MaryDancedIn.com, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. Call today. Working number, they can reach you throughout the week during business hours, first and last name. You get the first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. I got to believe if it's happening to me every day, Doc, people are coming up to you every day and saying, look, I need help, even when you're not in the office.
I mean, you think of the staggering numbers of how many people suffer with neuropathy. It's not that surprising. They say about 10% of Americans suffer with this. So, you know, that's over 30 million people. That's a lot of people that suffer with neuropathy. And, you know, and a lot of them don't even know what it is. You know, they just have this weird feeling in their feet and they just think it's maybe a circulation problem and they're going to come back to life. But yeah, every day the phones are always ringing. You know, people are looking for answers and every day it is really exciting for us to be able to help so many people. I mean, 12 years ago when we started, never would have imagined we could have helped over 14,000 people. It's a lot of people that suffered and we were able to help and get them back doing the things that they love. So we like doing these seminars. It's a really great place for them to come in on a very, you know, comfortable environment and they get to learn what we do. You know, we've been doing this a long time. We've tried, you know, many things, but we have the best technology on the market that actually helps to regenerate the nerves. And we're very proud of that. With that, we've been able to help that many people. So when they come to the seminar, they're going to learn all about us, you know, our journey, how we've got to where we are. They're going to learn what neuropathy is, you know, the typical journeys that they generally go through and how they try to treat it other than us. And then we're going to show them what we do and how it's effective and how it actually does take those little nerves that are dying and stops it and helps to regenerate them. And then the best part at the end, I love to open it up for questions. You know, a lot of people have questions and a lot of people that are there hadn't even thought of those questions. So it's a really great time for people just to open up and talk and I'll spend as much time with them as I want. But, you know, this is in Monroeville, so that doesn't eliminate anybody else. If you're in Beaver, if you're in Poland, Ohio, if you're in Altoona, I mean, we cross a very large tri-state area here. Feel free to come. You know, you don't have to sign up and to go to Monroeville office. You can go to any office. So if you're listening, feel free to come and we can get you scheduled at any office afterwards if you'd like to schedule a one-on-one consultation afterwards.
Don't forget now, Turnpike Exchange is there as well. So if you're coming from even out of state, you know, he was talking about places like Poland, Ohio, or Weirton, Morgantown, West Virginia, you can get off right there at the exit, and that place is literally right off the exit. So again, that's happening this Friday, May 9th, 1 o'clock, Hampton Inn in Monroeville. Free event, but you got to register, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. So I'm always trying to think about who can I help when we do this show? Who's out there that we haven't covered? And do you realize something has happened today that is going to benefit us and our message more than anything we've done in years? What's going on in the city of Pittsburgh today?
Marathon. I just drove past it.
Think about this. And I used to be a runner somewhat. When I started developing neuropathy, it was done.
Right.
Couldn't do it anymore. I'm not saying this is going to make people be able to run the marathon again, but how many people right now listening, either going to or on that marathon route, cheering their family, friends right. on, who are running still because they can't, they've developed neuropathy, but they just want to walk again. They
yeah.
want to be able to do maybe a 10K walking it again. They're still in pretty good shape, but their feet, because of neuropathy, they can't run anymore. If there was ever an opportunity for runners to get back to at least being able to have some sort of mobility, this is the show.
Yeah. I mean, every person that comes in is in that leg of journey. You know, some people want to get back. I had a gentleman that just is finishing up his program, and that was his big thing. He liked to run. He would run 5 miles and then started getting into 4, 3, 2. And, you know, it was really struggling. And I was just talking to him this week, and he said that he's up back up to 5 miles running a day. And I'm like, that's an accomplishment, let alone 26.2 miles. But, and then, I mean, then it goes all the way down to the people that just want to walk to the mailbox, you know, just being able to walk in the neighborhood. And these people just want to be able to be mobile in life. And unfortunately, this disease will steal that from them. And they'll chase and look for answers thinking this is going to get better. But the worst part about this neuropathy is it's going to get worse. It's just how fast. It's an inevitable fate.
It won't get better.
It won't. It's not like you sprained an ankle running or something and you just let time heal it and then you're back to normal. This is the exact opposite. There's nothing that's out there, no medication that stops it. This is a disease that wants to continue, but we can help you stop it and get you better.
Now, I know you were asleep at 2:30 this morning, but I was up at it in the gym. And let me tell you, because of going to this guy right here and the science that he is all about, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, and we'll explain how it can help you. Not only have I been back on that treadmill walking, not running, but I now have a stepper, and I'm actually doing a stepper again.
Look at you.
And I could have never done that before because of the balance issues of being able to not really feel my feet. I don't have the extreme case that many people, but I do have it, and it has been helped and treated because of you. So now I am to the point where not only can I walk briskly on the treadmill, but I'm back on a stepper too. And that's a major step, no pun intended, in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah, and you look great.
Thanks.
And personality, I mean, everything, you know, it's just like
changed.
When you can, yeah, you can, your motivation in life is a complete difference whenever you can start to do those things that you actually want to do, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a few more things I want to do. We're working on that. All right, now listen, we're going to take a break, but before we go to break, you don't want to miss this opportunity. This seminar, Monroeville, this Friday, May 9th, 1 o'clock, Hampton Inn, right across from the Outback Steakhouse. All you need to do is register. That's right. It's free, but you got to register. 724-940-9000. You can call right now and say, hey, I was listening to Rob and Doc. I want to register. They'll get back to you. And if you want to get an appointment just to see where you are, and if they can't help you, they'll tell you. But that first consultation, examination, and treatment is absolutely free. So call today and leave your name and number and a working number. They can reach you throughout business hours in the week that lies ahead. All right? 724-940-9000, MaryDanceDin.com, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. Back with Dr. Sean Ritchie for a Sunday morning on KDKA.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back with Dr. Richie. Look, we're not going to make this all about me, but I'm so joyful to be back on this stepper. This is something I used to do, really. I was a diehard. I used to run. I did all that stuff. And to have that stuff slowly taken away from you, and until I really met you, I didn't realize how many things I had in the subtraction column.
Yeah.
And now starting to be able to add that stuff again, the confidence. And I don't think people realize, but when you get neuropathy, and I figured this out about the balance, it's not so much your equilibrium, but atrophy sets in. Your muscles, like I'm looking at my calves and thighs the other day, and I'm like, I got to do something to build this up a little bit. You know, right. that muscle, that just, you need it to be able to have a solid foundation. So once you start to get better after your treatment, you can start doing little exercises that can go a long way to rid that atrophy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. I mean, you just walk the person through a journey. When they start to get neuropathy, the first thing that likes to happen is they get numb feet. And numb feet makes you have unstable. It's not like your equilibrium, the room's spinning. It's that your feet aren't feeling the ground correctly. So if you watch a person, and I do this every time somebody comes in, you know, I come out, I meet them, and we go back into the room to do the consultation. And I always watch them walk. You know, I can kind of tell right there where they are in the journey. And when you stand straight, when you don't have neuropathy, your legs, your feet are close together, you're standing straight up, your knees are straight, your back's straight. And as soon as you start to get neuropathy, the first thing that happens is you spread your feet apart, you know, stabilize you, and then it gets worse, and then you bend your knees and bend forward. That's kind of your balance stage. So all of a sudden, these people start to say, my back's hurting, my legs are hurting, but when it comes to the stride and the walking, it starts to become a shuffle. So that's not using your muscles like you used to. And then on top of that, you're just not walking as much. So all of a sudden, your muscles do start to get weaker and weaker. And just standing from a seated to a standing position becomes an effort. And that's neuropathy. You're right. You start to get weak and atrophy. And that's what's great about this. Like you start to get your feet back, get stability. Now you can do what you want to try to do.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. And we're going to get into the science of it and exactly what it is and all that other stuff. But I think these stories are important so people can understand that they're not alone out there. But what is really the most devastating and what goes on between your ears, depression sets in.
Yeah.
Because you're like, hey, look, I'm too young to be sitting in a chair all day or looking for the next chair to sit in. Life's not meant to be lived that way.
Yeah. You know, we've treated over 14,000, but I've probably heard over 25,000 stories. And still to this day, when somebody starts to tell me, I don't know how they do it. I don't understand the like you said, between your ears, the motivation of life just got to go away. I mean, to say that you've gone to a PCP, your neurologist, your endocrinologist, went to Cleveland Clinic, you've went to everybody that you possibly can think of, and every single one of them is telling you you got peripheral neuropathy and there's nothing that can be done. And they start to get you on this medication, gabapentin, Lyrica, to try to dim the pain down for you. And as I mentioned earlier, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And so here you are, sitting on your couch, told that you have neuropathy, and it's getting worse, and the feet are screaming at you. And now you got the burning, stabbing. It's crawling from your toes, and it's working your way up. And this is your fate for the rest of your life. I could not imagine that. You know, just like you've worked so hard to live in retirement or whatever, and now you can't do anything.
Okay, this is the last thing I'm going to say, and I don't mean to frighten people, but you've actually said it can be so bad that you can have an amputated foot because of it. But let me take it one step further. So I've been doing a lot of thinking about this because I'm really kind of getting back to who I was physically before the pandemic, and I'm feeling very good and getting very close. If you stop moving and you keep eating, and you're on medication and all the side effects that come with it, you know, you could really be shortening your life here.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt,
I mean, that's a blunt statement to make, but I've been thinking about this, and I'm realizing that you don't get this looked at or at least attempt to get moving again.
Yeah.
And if you're older, you already have a number of things that are stacked against you. You're only stacking more things against you. This could shorten your life.
Yeah. I mean, a body of motion stays in motion. If you stop moving, you're going to get atrophy. Even your organs, like blood is the root of keeping everything alive. And if it just slows down and stays stagnant, you're just not building things. You're not providing good health to you, you know, releasing, you know, all the inflammatory responses. It's you definitely got to stay in motion. I mean, that's the biggest thing. But I mean, neuropathy, it steals that from people. And when you look at neuropathy, I mean, there's a lot of things that can cause neuropathy, but one of the biggest reasons that people get this is probably the things that you just talked about, you know, sitting around and eating, you know, probably not eating the most healthy, you know, and one of them is diabetes. And that's one of the biggest culprits for people getting neuropathy. Cancer treatments, you know, we were talking about a poor young girl, 52 years old.
Horrible, sure.
Yeah, just living life, you know, has a 28-year-old child and she wasn't feeling good. And next thing you know, she goes and gets checked out. She has 4 different types of cancer and gave 2 weeks to live.
Dear God.
So cancer treatments, so they put her on chemo to try to help it, you know, elongate a little bit. But chemo is a very big culprit to neuropathy, you know, back issues. You know, people with stenosis, disc problems, surgeries, that can cause neuropathy. And then a kind of hidden one is cholesterol medicine. Cholesterol, like people get cardiovascular disease, they get put on a blood pressure, but also a statin drug. Like Lipitor or something like that. That's one of the big culprits. So you take those 4 things. Diabetes, it's almost an epidemic. You got back issues. You know, we all get older. You know, hard workers. We're in Pittsburgh, you know. Hard workers, you get cancer or you get cardiovascular disease and put on a medication. No wonder so many people have it. You know, 30 million people are suffering. It's probably one of the 4 things that everybody's going to get when they get older, and all of them cause peripheral neuropathy.
Listen, any drug that you take, if you see that drug advertised, listen for the disclaimer.
Funny, huh?
Dan.
Yeah.
Every organ, liver, kidney. I mean, and if you're not moving,
yeah,
and that blood's not pumping and circulating the right way, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
So you got to make the call. Listen, we're going to come back. Lots more to get to, but I want to tell you about this seminar. I'm going to give you the information in just a moment, but tell them why they need to come to this seminar.
It's a great way to learn what we do. We've been around the block. We've been here for 12 years, and there's been a lot of different things that have come on the market to try to address neuropathy. But you know, we've got 6 docs on board. We've got 9 locations, and this is all we do. So we are always ahead of the game, and we're going to teach you all of our hard research and what we've done and what we've brought to the table, and how we can actually help not only stop neuropathy but almost everybody that is qualified for our program will get 50 to 100% better. And then we get to teach you to maintain that. So you're going to learn all that at our seminar.
Yeah, and we want people to know that if you guys can't help them, you're going to tell them.
Yeah, we disqualify people all the time. I mean, if you can usually tell that pretty quick. But when they come in, we go through it. And then if we're even on the fence, we have a really simple test. It takes 2 minutes. It's painless. And it tells us yes or no. So before the end of the consultation, we will know whether they are candidate or not. And if you're not, we can usually point you in a good direction.
And listen, if you keep noticing this numbness, this tingling, and it's going on and on and on, I'm not saying you have it, but you should at least find out if you have it. The sooner you get on it, the better chance you have.
That's the best. I mean, you couldn't say it any better. If you think you have it, that's the best time to catch it, because you don't have to face the battle, let it get worse. And if the worse it gets, the harder it is to get you back to normal.
All right, let me get a break in here. We'll come back on the other side. And he's going to really get to the science of what they do and what separates them from a whole lot of other folks. And again, they are located in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia, marydanstin.com. Again, you call this number, leave a working number. They can reach you during business hours throughout the week. You will get the first consultation, examination, and treatment free. 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. And again, that seminar, it's happening this Friday, May 9th at 1 o'clock at the Hampton Inn in Monroeville, right next to the Outback Steakhouse. Registration is required. All you need to do is to pick up the phone and call. Say, I want to be there. 724-940-9000, first and last name. You want to be there this Friday, May 9th, 1 o'clock, Hampton Inn in Monroeville. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. Much more to come. And remember, already over 14,000 people they have treated, and they'd love to help you. We'll be back.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Tri-State Neuropathy Centers.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, so again, the seminar is going to be happening. It's free, but you have to register by calling 724-940-9000. You can even do it today and say, I was listening. I want to be in Monroeville Friday, this Friday, May 9th, 1 o'clock, Hampton Inn, right next to the Outback Steakhouse. So please call, free event, but you got to register, 724-940-9000. The hour is getting away from us, so I want him to get down to the business that is what they do to help people, over 14,000 with neuropathy at Tri-State Neuropathies. Here he is once again, Dr. Sean Ritchie. Doc?
Yeah, so to tell you what we do, I'll start with what it is that we treat. So there's this thing called neuropathy. Neuropathy is the death and destruction of a nerve, but when you add the adjective peripheral, it's at the ends. So when your brain's sending signals out that keeps everything alive, leaves your back as a large nerve fiber, and that controls your big stuff. So muscles, heart, stomach, liver, legs, picking your feet up, moving your toes. If you ever see somebody with drop foot, you know, people will call me like, I have neuropathy, I have drop foot. That's a large nerve fiber. You go get a test, an EMG for that. That's a large nerve fiber. Test, but when it gets all the way to the end, top layer of your skin is this tiny microscopic nerve. It's so small you can't see it. And that's the nerve that gets damaged when you start to get peripheral neuropathy. It likes to start at the ends, peripheral toes. You know, maybe it starts in one toe, starts to work its way across, then bounces to the other foot, and it likes to work its way back. Unlike sciatica, which is a large nerve fiber, likes to work its way down. So with these little nerves, it might feel like your toes are swollen or stiff or tight, nummy, and then it'll work its way back. It'll hit the ball of the foot. Feels like you're walking on a spongy feel or pebbles or a bunched up sock. Usually the classic signs of beginning of neuropathy. Then it rolls into the other ones. It's pins and needles, the tingling. Those are kind of the next steps. But then it gets to the a la carte ones, I like to call them. And those are the ones that, you know, this is where life starts to change. You start to get burning, stabbing, electric shocks, cramps, you know, your leg turns sideways in the middle of the night and it wakes you up and you got to get up and walk around. And that's the burning too. You know, these are the things that now starts to affect your sleep. Now, a lot of people, as it progresses, will tell me I can't sleep more than an hour or two. And then I got to get up or I have to sleep in my recliner chair. And this is their fate. You know, every night that they go to bed, can you imagine the anxiety that you would get every single night you're going to bed, that somebody's going to come in and stab you with a hot dagger, or you're going to get a cramp so bad that it's going to turn your foot sideways and you can't get it to shake down until you walk around for a half hour every night.
Why the cramping?
It's circulation.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of other things too that can cause it, but that's the biggest thing. So what's happening is these little nerves are dying and they're needing to stay alive. And that's what we do. We help to bring these nerves back to life. So we took some Nobel winning knowledge. Back in 1998, this guy, Dr. Gnaro, discovered our body produces this thing called nitric oxide. Your body makes it and it's made everywhere. It's in your blood vessels. And it has one purpose. It helps to keep your vessels dilated, in particular your little capillaries. That's how all the oxygen and nutrients get out into the tissue. It keeps everything alive, your muscles, your intestines, your pancreas, your heart, your eyes, your everything, your nerves, you know, all these things stay alive because of this miraculous blood. So as we start to get older, we start to deplete the production of nitric oxide. They say when you're about 40 years old, you're about 50% less production. They say over 60, you're only like 15%. So you can imagine these little vessels are tightening up. They become stiff. And so as that blood comes through, it just can't get out. Furthest from your heart is where? The peripheral, so fingers, toes. So as these little nerves are dying, and we talked about that earlier, whether you're a diabetic, whether you're a chemotherapy, whether it's a medication or whether it's a back issue, whatever it is that's causing it, these nerves just aren't getting the oxygen and nutrients. So we've taken that knowledge of this nitric oxide and have learned that there is a very specific technology, and we are lucky to have the most powerful on the market today. It's called low-level light therapy. There isn't one that even comes close to the power of this. I was one of the first 10 guys around doing this, so we've been able to stay with the technologies and be always ahead of the game. But all this technology does, it's painless. You actually don't even feel anything. It's a light therapy with very specific frequencies that hit these little photoreceptor cells in your skin, and it helps to produce nitric oxide. It's just like going out into the sun. The same photorecepting cells accept that sunlight and produce vitamin D. Same cells catch this light, this low-level light therapy, and helps to produce nitric oxide. At that point, we can start to dilate those blood vessels in the skin where those damaged nerves are, and it just starts to help to regenerate those nerves. It's exactly like grass that hasn't had rain in a while, and it just starts to, you know, die, will get brown, and all you got to do is put a sprinkler to it. And that's exactly what we do. We actually can bring a sprinkler to those nerves.
So you're basically, you've gone dormant. Now we just want to get you to come back.
That's exactly right. And then we've added all kind of other technologies. We've been through the gamut. I've tried everything. I mean, we are always in the hunt for the next thing that can actually aid in what we do to help these nerves get better. We've tried shockwave therapy, you know, laser therapy, all these things, but they don't seem to do what we do. But I mean, we have technologies that can improve microvessel blood flow. So it's like turning a sprinkler up higher. We have a very specific frequency of electric that work the nerves. There's like two on the market. We have one of them that is designed to exercise the nerves for you. So we have a very comprehensive program like no other on the market. And that's why we've been able to help over 14,000 people. And the best part about it is most of the technologies that we do is done at home. So these people actually get to do it at their own convenience, and it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, it is very easy. It's the easiest thing you can do.
And that's one of the reasons why you stay in it, because you're at home and you're not constantly having to go back and forth to the office.
Right. Well, you think about what we talked about earlier, mobility, right? It's hard for them to get in, to, you know, get out of their house and get to a place and then back. So being able to put it in their house and make it convenient for them.
Imagine to be able to drive again.
Yeah.
Just like that, to be, I can drive again.
Yeah. I had a lawyer, a big firm, you know, partner in a firm. He was 83, and he lost the ability to drive for 3 years and is scared. You know, I've had a lot of people come in, they just, you can't feel the car pedals, and they literally throw the keys in, and it's just like, I can't do this anymore. And I remember when he was saying, he came in towards the end and he was building confidence, but went out to a church parking lot, not on Sunday, but, and gave it his first run. He goes, it was kind of weird. You know, you think you have muscle memory. He goes, but it was different, but we got him back driving. Yeah.
But think just for a minute how you're giving people their life back.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. We always look for how it's affected a person's life, you know, golfing, planting, you know, having a garden, you know, just walk in the yard, cutting grass.
Seeing the second floor on their house for the first time in years, being able to navigate a flight of steps.
Yeah.
I mean, many of these older houses have the laundry facilities down in the basement, to be able to walk downstairs again.
Yeah. You don't realize how much it affects a person's life till you start to hear it every day. You take your feet. I mean, think
for
of
granted.
This. Yeah, you do take it for granted. I always try to put myself in their shoes, no pun intended, but, and we've mentioned this before, it's like you sat on your foot and you pull it out and it has that fallen asleep feeling. But when you put it on the ground, it almost feels like it's a balloon, you know, it's swollen, but it's not. And you can't tell exactly when it's hitting the ground or how to use it. It's almost like an uncoordinated feeling. Now put that in both feet. You and I get to move around and, you know, blood flow and back to normal, but these people don't. And I just couldn't imagine like walking around like that, like just every day of your life, that's what you feel.
Listen, I had a friend tell me one time, got to work, thought he had his socks on.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had people say they have their Crocs on and they've like, I just was walking around, thought I had them on. I walked outside and it was raining, thinking I had them on. And next thing I know, I looked down and here I am barefoot, right?
And here's the other thing too. You get a cut and you've been through where gangrene or, you know,
yeah.
You don't even know if you've been cut. I mean, you could step on a tack. I've known people that have walked around with a tack in their heel.
I've had people say that they're looking around, there's blood on the floor, and they can't figure it out till they realize there's a tack in their foot. I had a lady, like when we do the test, you put your feet up, and her feet were so numb, and she had got a cut, like you said, on the bottom of her toe, and looked at it, and I mean, you know, when it's bad, and it was gangrene. I'm like, go get that taken care of. She ended up losing. She actually called me a few months later and she said that she ended up losing that toe and they didn't get it. She had to take another toe, still didn't get it. She literally lost her foot.
Oh, gee.
Because she had no idea that she cut her toe because she can't see it and she can't feel it. And then it got infected.
All right, tell them about the seminar. Go ahead.
Yeah, seminar is going to be awesome. Wherever you're at, come to it. We can get you scheduled in any office that you like, Castle, Shannon, Beaver, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, wherever, locally. Even if it's further away and you know somebody, tell them to come because we can teach them exactly what we do, how we helped over 14,000 people and how the technology works, how it's FDA approved, how it's non-invasive, how you do it at home. And you're going to walk away knowing exactly what we do. And the best part is they walk away with hope because they've been laying down a lot of roads that just say that it's going to get worse and there's no hope for them.
Monroeville this Friday, May 9th, 1 o'clock, Hampton Inn, Monroeville, right next to the Outback Steakhouse. Free, but you got to register. How do you do that? Right now you call 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000, and just simply say you want to be there. Now, if you want to make an appointment, you can do that as well, too. Leave a number that they can reach you during office hours throughout the week. Again, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. 724-940-9000. Offices in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, PA, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. MaryDanstin.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, just a couple of minutes left in today's program with Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Center. So here he is to kind of give you everything you need to know in a capsule. And then I'll remind you about the seminar and I'll tell you about all the things you need to know before we say goodbye. But remember, Mary Danston is a great way .com to find out about everything they do, MaryDanstin.com. And again, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. Doc.
So the seminar that we're having, everybody's invited. It is limited seating, so make sure that you call and get your seats. It's going to be fun. We're going to explain everything about neuropathy. We are actually going to have, you know, Mary Danstin, who is our website, MaryDanstin.com. She's actually going to be there, and she's going to tell her story, how she suffered for 12 years and, you know, all the journeys that she went through. And, you know, when it comes down to it, we've been doing it so long that there's really two journeys a person can take. And the first one is the typical one where you start to feel something weird with your feet or your hands, and you go to your PCP. And they're going to listen to you, and they're going to kind of say, well, let's keep an eye on it. And then eventually it's going to start to get worse. Now you're back. They're going to say, let's do some blood work. Blood work checks for diabetes, sugar levels. And all right, so you're not diabetic. Let's keep an eye on it. Now it's further back. I mean, this journey is, I could write it before a person comes up. It's just how long they've had it. And then eventually it'll start to get the other, you know, now you're starting to get some pain. So they'll prescribe you gabapentin is probably the most common one. It's trying to dim the nerves down. But guess what? It's only a thing to try to mask it, and almost everybody tells me that it doesn't work. So now it's getting worse, and it's crawling up your legs. Now you're getting burning. Now you have balance issues. Now you're having trouble feeling the car pedals, and you're still looking for answers, so they send you to a neurologist. And a neurologist is going to run the same test on you, but now they might add in an EMG, which is they stick two needles in, turn electric up, which I hear is super painful. It assesses nerve conduction, which really doesn't give us an answer because that's a more of a large nerve fiber test. So eventually they come back and say, you got it. And what do? They up your dose of medication. Now here's the journey. This, you know, Groundhog's Day. You go back a year later. It's worse. They do the same test. They up your medication. Give it another year. Same test. Up the medication. Now it's so bad, they're going to add another one. Maybe they try a different one, pregabalin or Neurontin or something. Then they start to add maybe different medications. And each one has its side effects. And the worst part about it, Rob, is it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. So that's the journeys I've heard thousands and thousands and thousands of people say. The greatest part about what we do, in one visit that we offer at no charge to come in to determine whether you have it, we can tell you that there is hope, whereas they've heard that there's nothing that can be done. And we have a solution, and if you are a candidate, we can tell you that we could probably get you 50 to 100% better. And that's getting it better, not masking it, and then being able to teach you how to do that the rest of your life.
You know, a lot of people are saying, why so many offices? Why would you want that responsibility? It's because you have to have that responsibility because you can't Zoom call this. You have to actually hands-on talk to these people, get to know them, what their life is, the patterns they go through, what they're dealing with. This really is something much more than just, you know, we'll send you this and you're going to be okay.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that face value. That's why we have so many offices. Plus, it's difficult for people to travel. So we try to make it as convenient as possible. But yeah, being able to get your hands on a person and run the test on them and make sure that they actually have it, that is the most important visit. More than any other visit after that, it's that first one to make sure that they're actually a candidate.
Now, I want to talk about the science behind it, what you do, what's the difference between you and others and why it works and why this is so simple and it's non-invasive. Go ahead.
Right. So as I mentioned earlier, we do have the most powerful technology, and really to dumb it down, technology always gets better and better. When we first started doing this years, you know, over a decade ago, the technology is this light therapy that hits your tissue and it comes out in like a laser beam and it produces that nitric oxide. But if you think about it, that laser beam comes out and hits the tissue. We have this thing called accommodation. If I keep hitting that same spot with the same laser over and over again, it's going to have a resistance to it. So 2 minutes into it, you already start to have some resistance. So what we've been able to do is we create this like pulsing. So that it's just that tight, the super small hesitation allows you to have never any resistance. So you get 100% in the 20-minute treatment, 100% absorption. And that alone allows us to create more nitric oxide, to open those vessels like you're 20 years old again. And nobody else has this out there. So that's a good thing. The second thing it does, instead of a laser beam, you know, like those little pointers that you have for seminars, it comes out like that. But now we've taken it and we've opened it to a 120-degree angle. So now we have this pulsed with a 122-degree angle that covers more surface area. And since that's come out, you can just see the jump and how fast these people get better. And it's we are the only ones in the area that carry this. It is the easiest one to use. It is literally you set it up and you drop your feet in it. Old stuff is very cumbersome and just not as powerful. So we're very proud of that.
So how many times do you see someone who just gets minimal feeling back that they get a major jump back? I mean, it doesn't take much for some of these people to start feeling better, right?
Yeah, every case is very independent of itself. And like you mentioned earlier, you know, how long they had it. You had it a decade, you know, and we're not Jesus and getting them better in one treatment. But there's a lot of people. I was thinking, this is Bob. We always do a treatment. We do the consultation. If you're a candidate, we're going to do a treatment on you while we put a program together for you. And I remember he's like, before we went through to show him how we could help him, he asked if he could use the restroom. And I was sitting in my office, and as he was passing by to go into the room, and he just stopped and he looked in and he put his hands in the air and he just started smiling. I'm like, what's going on? And he started picking his feet up and he started like marching. He's like, do you remember how I walked in here? And I was just like, yeah. He's like, he was just speechless. He's like, I can't figure this out. He's like, I can't believe it. And we just did a re-exam on him, his 90-day re-exam, and he crushed it. Like, he was so happy. He's been telling everybody. He's like, everybody's been noticing how much he can walk better. And it's, but it is great to see people
better.
Think
about how long some people have had this, and they've learned to live with it, but they're not really living. I mean, 10 years in some cases is a small amount of time. There've been some people for 20 years and beyond.
Yeah. Yeah. They have to live with that until they find us, you know. They've tried everything. I mean, we had Bill on here before. He's just like, they told me, you know, you got to live with it and you're going to get worse and you'll probably be in a wheelchair. And he said, once I heard that, he goes, I never talked about it. He goes, there was no use in talking about it. But he was on here and he told us he's 90% better. He's walking. He doesn't even know he has neuropathy anymore.
Well, you know, you realize that most people, by the time they get to you, they've done everything.
Yeah.
All right, Doc, listen, thank you so much. Great job. We'll do it again next month.
Thank you.
All right, now listen, here's what I need to remind you. This seminar, you don't want to miss it. This Friday, May 9th, 1 o'clock, Hampton Inn, Monroeville, next to the Outback Steakhouse. Registration required. You can do that now, right now, 724-940-9000. Just say you were listening. You want to come to the seminar on Friday. Name and number. First and last name and a working number. They can reach you throughout the week, business hours. 724-940-9000. And remember, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. And if you call right now, again, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000, want an appointment? You'll get the first consultation, examination, and treatment all free. Don't put it off. Get back that step and start heading in the right direction and get out of that pain. 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000, MaryDansDin.com, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers.
The proceeding was paid for by Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. Information on the program was intended to solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard in the preceding program.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.